is Miss Moo's Playhouse. I am coming to you at 1 something in the morning, Eastern Standard Time, live and direct from Florida. Wow. So, my last episode, I talked about how my apartment complex tried to play me. And, you know, I didn't want to be out here hanging out with your two kids. You know, and I said I wasn't going to be homeless. And that's a fact. I am not. At the last minute, I got this apartment. God is really good, and I've always known that. I've always been a person that has believed in that. But I've also had a problem with, I procrastinate a lot. Anyone who truly knows me knows I kind of do procrastinate. But I'm sitting on my screened-in porch in this apartment, and I got my vanilla citron oil thingy that I got from Walmart, you know, to keep the bugs away, and my lavender incense. I need to find a smoke shop near my apartment so I can get some more. And you know, keeping all the bad juju's away. My father prayed and blessed over my apartment, and I prayed over it the moment I entered it by myself and blessed it. And you know, today is officially Monday, and it's the start of a new chapter and the start of a new beginning for me. So just wanted to share that this podcast won't be as long, but now I'm in a new space. I'm still trying to figure things out, and I still want to make sure that I am keeping up with this podcast like I did promise. Even if nobody listens, it is what it is. As I stated, this is something I want to do besides working in IT. And I love what I do for a living, you know. But this is, you know, my side dream, however you want to call it. Anyways, this is new. I'm still trying to filter this out. My dad and my stepmom and my mom rallied around me, and they came and helped me move to Florida, and we all stayed in the same apartment for the first time ever, and no one killed each other. Ha ha. My dad and my stepmother and my mom, for the most part, we all get along. They get along okay. You know, my mother is not stepping my dad, and vice versa. And my stepmother, after, you know, 30-something years of being married to him, knows he's not going back there. Thank you, Jesus. No shade towards my mom. But, it's all good. I'm sitting out here having a little glass of wine, and I would still be in North Carolina, probably sitting on a patio with one of my girlfriends and her patio, procrastinating about moving if these people didn't screw me over. So I would have done it mouth to mouth, and I would have just said, hey, you know, it is what it is. And would have found 20,000 excuses as to why I couldn't leave. So for them to take their word back after promising me a mouth to mouth, it hurt. But it hurt because I'm like, you stupid fuckers, excuse my language. But that's good. Because then you put me in a position to take a chance and step on a faith. I never saw this apartment complex in person. And when I first looked at it online and tried to apply, the one that leasing agents was a jerk. And you know how to do follow-ups. But I told a realtor that I was working with, I was like, I don't want to move there because he wasn't nice and blah, 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 blah. So she called his boss and let her know that how he treated me. I'm not sure if he was having a bad day, didn't care. But so you know how you get the automatic emails, well, how did we do and blah, blah. I said, look, I'd rather spend my money elsewhere, because if you got people like him in your front office, I'm good. I'd rather just, we're not doing that. So she calls me And she said, Miss Garner, I apologize for him. I'm going to talk to him again. And I'm going to take you under my wing. Just apply for the department. You know. And I was like, well, why should I bother? Because if you got, I got enough going on. I talked to her about, I don't know, something about her spirit to me. And again, I didn't know where this was coming from. I was straight up with her about my situation, you know. And she was like, wow, you make great money. Like, what in the heck? But I had a previous eviction, so I was always kind of, like, shy about making sure. And this is years ago. Because that stuff pops up. And, you know, if you ever been living in an apartment, that does pop up. And I was honest with her about everything. I was telling her where I was, what the host. I don't know what made me talk to her. She's also a single mom, too. I found out while, you know, talking to her. So it was pretty cool. But I was like, look, you know, what am I going to do? Blah, 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 blah. She said, look, I'm going to stay on the phone with you while you apply for the apartment. Step out on faith. And I promise you, I'll find a way to get you in here. Ignore him. Him and I will talk again. Because I don't want him driving good people away. So, sight unseen. You know, besides online. I didn't have any of my friends come by here and look at it. Because it was like an hour away. So, I got my computer. And I applied for the apartment. And we kind of held our breath. And she said, you owe me 2 drinks. You got it. And you got the apartment. I said, stop messing with me. I said, what's the catch? She was like, no catch. All I got to do is play July and August. But no catch. Nothing. You got it. And look at God. I need to figure out how I'm going to get the money to come down here. I pay for all that. As much money as I make, you know, I still got other bills to pay. But, I got on my knees and prayed. And when I get off of my podcast, I'm going to get on my knees again and pray. And thank God for his many blessings and for not leaving me. And for me to do better with lots of things. I want to be a better mother. I want to be a better friend. I want to be a better daughter. I want to be a better sister. I mean, these are the things that, I want to do. And I was told several times that I probably need to open up to people more and not be so guarded. But I was been burned several times by people. So yes, I'm guarded. And the goal is to buy a house. So I'm rebuilding my credit and I'm praying by the end of the year I will be a homeowner. And, because my kids deserve it. Even my oldest deserves it. I deserve it. And I want positive energy. And I know God has somebody else out there for me, too. So, I'm hoping when I do better and put myself in a situation where I can let positive energy grow and not be a negative Nancy and not be so Miss Moods, per se, and just embrace all of this stuff. Not just talk about it, but show them my walk and show them my actions. And, you know, I am looking forward to that part. But I'm not gonna lie, I'm out here really by myself. I have a cousin that doesn't live allegedly too far, but, you know, there's no beef. We're cool, but she's married and she has a husband, and I'm closer to her sister because you know how you deal with people closer to your age. And my sister flies down to Tampa all the time to see my cousin Toya, so they have that great relationship. Toya and I are cool because we all grew up together because we're cousins, but you know, I'm closer to her sister somewhere. And so again, there's no beef or nothing, but I am really here by myself. And it's going to be, I have to embrace the change. I wanted it so bad for so long to leave North Carolina. All right, now here. God's like, all right, you want to leave? I'm going to put you in a position where you can leave. and I'm gonna put you in a position to be more successful. And I believe that and I receive it. So, okay, so now what you gonna do? Don't ask me for something and then you come and I can't bring the same shit to Florida. When I left to North Carolina, all the drama, all the bad energy, all the nonsense, that stays there. Florida is a fresh start for me, of all places. Because I really said I wasn't doing Florida after the whole Trayvon Martin thing. You know what I mean? I'm not fearless. I'm scared. My anxiety, I cried when my father and stepmother and my mom left the airport. I'm like, you know, I'm going to miss my mom. My mom and I bump heads, but she's still my mom. And she would come over. You know, my mom's a nurse. And she would come over after work sometimes and watch the girls because she knows I work from home and give me a break. Now I don't have that. I'm sitting here at 1:33 in the morning. And I'm like, wow. But I did this. I didn't do it alone. I did this because of God. So I say this to say, embrace the change. The baby's crying. This is Miss Moose Playhouse. I'm out.